What if money gets banned one day? It is widely known to almost everybody around the globe that money is one of the most important aspects of human existence. This object of insignificant magnitude ironically plays a significant role in our daily lives. But what is it exactly, and who decided that it can literally control our lives? To answer this, let's go back to the history of how money got invented and how it evolved eventually. In the earliest days of human life on Earth, before the introduction of the barter system, when the scarce resources were enough to fulfill the limited needs of the scarce number of people, everything was going fine and there was no fight over resources. With the passage of time, the number of people living kept getting increased, and so did the growing needs and desires. To accommodate the meager resources to the widening needs of the growing population, the inquisitive human mind came up with the idea of a barter system, which is traditionally described as any medium of exchange where people exchanged services and goods for other services and goods in return. But due to the lack of variety in the products or goods owned by the people, they couldn't decide on what goods to trade and how to value them. Once again, the problem-solving human mind came up with the idea of commodity money. Now, what is commodity money? Commodity money is nothing but a basic commodity which is used by almost everyone, like salt, tea, rice, etc. But again, they were difficult to transport and subject to perishability. Thus came into plot the invention of metal coins, which were used as money. Initially, people were hesitant to use precious metals to make money. Gold or silver was used as a medium of exchange back then. The first paper money was issued in the United States on March 10, 1962. So the persistent trouble of providing everyone with the scarce resources was solved ultimately. At least that's what people hoped for. But there was a challenge which is very much prevalent nowadays, and that is, if somebody does not possess the required amount of money to buy or own resources which are necessary for living, that somebody lives in deprivation as long as he or she gathers the required amount of money. The rational and inquisitive human mind was very much aware of this process, and there came the Charles Darwin's theory of survival to the fittest into its full application. Slowly, the pragmatic principles of compassion, sharing, kindness and love got replaced by competition for scarce resources, selfishness, hatred and lust. But what if this thing called money gets banned one day? Sounds stupid, sounds vague, but is there any harm to imagine that? What if one day people trade their services selflessly to help each other, to educate each other, to heal each other? I want you people to think about this and have a good discussion with your peers or family members about this. Till then, bye, and I hope that you had a good time listening to this. And even if you didn't have a good time listening to this, I apologize from the core of my heart.